Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Because you're hot and you're cold, you're yes and you're no, you're in and you're out. That song was written about Poodle in his 20s or currently Amanda. What the fuck?
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
I'll tell you. No, it's a simple answer.
Oh,
it's
no.
It's a simple answer.
Please don't say something terrible. Please.
It's a simple answer. She needed to say what she needed to say to him, but now he is acting hurt, which she cannot tolerate. So what she is also wanting is she's trying to get back with him to in the middle, and she'll also leave so they can still keep the long distance thing. What she did, she basically broke up with him. And then did you also see her? She's like, but you know, if you think that's best, she's trying to get him to be the bad guy. She's one of the most transparent people I've ever seen on the show. She's also one of the most terrible plotters I've ever seen. She's
put her on the
awful.
Bus. I'm fine with it. That's how much I dislike her. Put her on the bus.
You don't put someone on the bus. You like.
Oh, you get the on the bus to go get them.
Why don't you not talk about the bus?
I can talk about the bus.
And it's not your bus.
Then how would you say it?
The bus is. She's going to be a bus target.
Wow.
I don't like it either.
That sounds wow.
No, it's
wow,
just like,
you're
how
fucked
about this?
Up.
Amanda, the bus will come see you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All
also,
aboard.
She's not worth the bus time.
Oh, she really bothers me.
This
because it really, this is why. It's A, personally triggering, but also I think it's one of the cruelest
it's
things
cruel
to weaponize. Well, to weaponize your own trauma against people to get them to do what you want them to do.
And that is precisely to the letter what she is doing.
It's really fucked up.
And everyone who has experienced this in their lives and is watching this is...
A lot of people have. It happens to a lot of people.
...is absolutely mortified watching this, what she's doing to this man.
Yeah. She's got like... Y'all, it's Amanda's world, and we're all living in it.
I still say that scene where she was putting on her makeup last week, and she was just looking on, just painting her face, and the producers were asking her these things. She's like, you know, I just don't think we're right for each other. Blood curdling.
Yeah, she's got like...
She's dissociated.
Yeah,
she completely.
Which makes sense. That happens when you have trauma like that. But I still go back to, she's like, he doesn't understand how hard this is for me. I'm like,
but you were texting before your husband died.
And this was...
confirmed,
I think,
y'all.
Maybe Michelle told me this, and she'd heard it. Where they met, we because he was her manager. He was her restaurant manager. Guess where she worked?
Applebee's.
No shame in the game. Hooters.
Hooters.
He was her Hooters manager, and he had a family, and she was the stealer. She stole him from the family.
So that confirms what I've been kind of waiting, but I think she's a full-on narcissist.
Yeah, because y'all...
Also, she has the charge that she was arrested for
yeah.
was for physically beating the shit out of someone. Like, she's a horrible human.
With a baseball bat. Who, depends on, did they do something?
Poodle, what episode's this? I gotta fix my tea.
This is episode, season six, B90, season six, episode 13, said, modern season six.
Six, that's what you said, modern season six.
Modern
romance.
I don't know who they're talking about on this because all these motherfuckers are fucked.
Oof.
Yeah.
Who are they talking about?
No, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know either. All right. We want to remind y'all, we've already talked about this before, but want to remind you, September, you know what? We're calling it September Fully Loaded. September Fully Loaded. We've got Plathville.
We've got Plathville. We've got Love is Blind. We've got Love is Blind.
No, you got to say it with the Fully Loaded voice.
We've got Plathville. We've got Love is Blind, season five.
And Love is Blind after the altar.
After the altar. And
Selling the OC, season two. Fully Loaded.
September Fully Loaded on RG+. And you will, all of these, you will get, it always sounds like, come on down to the Daytona Speedway.
Ooh.
We've got 2-for-1 Mellow Yellows.
I don't like those.
What?
Mellow Yellows. I don't like those drinks.
Those are toxic for the body. Mountain Dew and Mellow Yellow are disgusting.
I enjoy Mountain Dew. Oh, my dad's hand, the one I had attraction to, David, he drank Mountain Dews. The one that wore cut-off shirts and his arms would get so muscly in the sun. And he always smelled like cologne and Marlboros. To this day, I think that's why I like the smell of stale cigarettes. He died in his trailer house of an overdose.
I'll let you do that monologue next time. Actually, I want to do that monologue next time. Because I think I know it and I could deliver it better than you.
Probably. Bless your heart. Y'all, we're in Denver still. We're at Podcast Move. We had a meeting today with a lovely person at Spotify, and poor Poodle, because this guy had a boyfriend, and he told me that he grew up in Gainesville just 30 minutes from me. And suddenly I started talking about the Tom Thumb in Gainesville that everybody in Ardmore goes to. This guy knew
the wind. And they started throwing around terms like progressive and Tom Thumb.
Yeah, progressive and Windstar Casino. And he was like, they have cashew butter.
Cashew cheese.
Cashew cheese. He said, it's amazing.
I just shut down.
And you just saw Poodle. His eyes kind of rolled up and he looked at the sky like, take me, take me.
Yeah.
It is a better grocery store, though.
Anyway.
Although we're getting an Albertsons in Ardmore.
No one gives a shit.
Okay.
So I want everyone, if you're not on RG+, mm-hmm. I think September is looking great to join because you are getting everything for your money.
It is. You can do it through any of the platforms because they're either $5 or $8 tier shows. The Love is Blind is all $5. The Plathville
is
going to
be
$8.
Yeah.
Selling OC is $5 as well. So even if you just want to do that, even the $5 is
get you
partially
shows.
Loaded.
Yeah. Partially loaded.
All of these episodes, by the way, y'all, the first episodes of these will be
on our
public feed.
Yes.
And so you can try before you buy.
God, I'm so excited about another episode of Love is Blind. I'm excited about another season.
I'm excited for that. I'm really excited for the Selling OC.
Yeah.
Because, y'all, you remember
Tyler and Brittany's marriage, Brittany Snow's marriage is going to crumble this season. And I wonder if Alex Hall had anything to do with it.
Whoa.
And I want to see whether the twin, whether the Hydra with two heads, with both named Alexandra.
Oh.
If they find out about it.
It's going to be good.
And breathe fire on all the Eames chairs.
In
the office.
Selling the OC kind of basically, it's like early Selling Sunset vibes.
Yeah.
It's great.
Selling Sunset now, they need a revamp. They need a revamp.
Yeah, they need a new cast.
Nicole did not do what they thought she would because she has no sense of humor.
Yeah.
Nicole can never be Christine. Chelsea can't really be Christine either because she's too much of a loose cannon and she's not dependable.
Yeah.
She's fun, but it's not Christine vibes.
No.
There's only one Christine Quinn.
There's only one.
Thank God.
Thank God. I'm still upset she didn't make a chair meme. Missed opportunity.
100%.
100%. By the way, speaking of missed opportunity, we just want to say we have a reality gaze apology.
This is a retraction and an apology.
Yes. What's the retraction part? A
retraction means we're taking something back.
Taking something. Well,
we said something erroneous.
I don't mind Field of Queens. I think that's fine when we were talking about Field of Dreams.
But y'all, we know. First of all, thank you for filming some of your husbands listening to us.
I didn't see that.
I got sent 2 DMs about it.
Oh, yeah. Were they appalled?
Kind of like, they just don't get it. One man is like, that's not what it's about, though.
A lot of Susie's told you what a good movie, because it is a good movie.
I actually need to watch it now because I've been told that I especially would really like
I
it.
I think you would love it.
Yeah.
And I love Kevin Costner. God, he was so hot in Robin Hood.
I know. But, it's a lot of you ladies sent stills of your husband going, we literally just ruined their lives.
We just kind of made them sad.
Yeah.
Just made them sad.
And you also, some of you said, why wasn't it Field of Creams?
And when you said it, when I read it, I went, oh.
Again, this was our mistake.
This was our failure.
Forgive us.
Forgive us, sissies.
I apologize twice a year.
That was one.
I think I apologized for missing a, that's what they called me in college. Oh, with everything everywhere
done.
All at once.
Yeah, then you're done
that's
now.
That's what they call me in college. I'm done for the year.
No more.
Yep. Not getting any more. Hopefully not I don't anymore. Do anything to my mother because she's not getting any apology. Mother Boodle's getting nothing.
Good, Jay Bird. We should just say you're sorry. Make your mother feel good.
I've already given them 2 this year, Mother.
Oh.
So, with any other announcements, we've said Plattsville. I think there will be a Poodle's Broadway Corner maybe on tow.
Because we'll be
in New York.
As you are listening to this, we are in New York City.
And I will allow you to jump in because you're seeing shows that are different than I am.
I'm seeing Goodnight Oscar. Yeah. I'm seeing Kimberly Akimbo, but you already saw that. We talked about that. And then we're both seeing Sweeney Todd together.
Yes. Yes, that is our joint show that we are seeing together.
And I think you might see some other weird shit.
I'm going to see some off-Broadway stuff. Yeah, and maybe some off-off.
Wow.
It's stuff that people that like there's like 11 members of the audience and half of those are like friends of the people on stage.
Yeah.
That's
yeah. There you are.
I love that.
Actually, I would like that too. Yeah. But not gonna go because it's gonna be weird shit and I'd rather see friends and drink.
I'm seeing friends and drinking.
I just don't want to watch someone covered in mustard talking in a different language.
It's in English.
Godspeed. So anyway, yeah, we'll have a little Broadway corner. That'll be nice.
And I think that's it. We have some more announcements on the first episode. Anything else?
It's time to talk about Gino. Gino.
Gino. Let me give you an arm massage. I'm going to put you in a mask. I
want to feel him, that he's the king of my heart because he comes inside of me, Gino.
Jizzo.
Jizzo.
What? How do you think? I kind of need a meme of Gino's face in laying in the bed with that mask on, and him just laying there like this, and you can see his eyes.
Oh, I'm sure Caitlin's on that one.
Yeah.
By the way, Caitlin's meme of what Gino's baby looks like
in genius
with the hat. I laughed like just a fool. Good job. Y'all, if you're not following us on TikTok or Twitter, or especially on Instagram. Instagram and TikTok. We're really leaning into Instagram and TikTok, y'all. If you're not following us, you're missing out.
It's good times.
Good times.
Between us, Christina, and Caitlin, social media guru, we're working really hard on that.
We are. We also, I know what I wanted. We talked about this on social media, but we didn't actually talk it on the show, y'all. It was actually yesterday on the 22nd was our 4-year anniversary. So
happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
I think 4 years, I think someone said, is fruit.
Well, we're fruity.
Yeah.
Boy, don't get much fruitier than us.
Fruit.
If you're sitting here right on this love seat in this Denver with this bear picture behind you, if you're sitting here, Poodle's just rubbing his leg up against you for the anniversary.
You're just
a white eagle spread.
My grapes are in full, full view.
Yeah. Anyway.
My kiwis.
Your kiwis. Enjoy that, intimate portraiters. Enjoy.
Are the lights on?
Okay, we are. It's a Mercury retrograde, so I'm triple checking.
I think that's fine.
I think that's it. Okay, Gino and Jasmine, let's jump into it.
So, the whole episode really was, this is when we're getting to the put up or shut up version of B90.
Mm-hmm.
And where I bet we only have 4 more, maybe 5 more episodes.
Maybe, yeah.
Because I think this is probably going to go to 2 tell-alls. So I think we'll maybe have 20 episodes. Because this is episode 13. We've got 14, 15, 16, 17.
I hope
17.
They don't, because Sean Robinson, they don't extend it and do like a 3 tell-all thing.
Maybe.
They could.
So, but I think we might be down to 20 episodes then.
Uh-oh, your grinder going off?
No.
What is that vibrating?
Ooh.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
That boom. I thought your fucking machine went off. I thought you brought that to Denver? How'd you check that?
It's got a solar battery.
Oh, okay. So let's jump into this. So she is, you know, pampering him and all this kind of stuff. And she starts,
uses this opportunity, though,
yes, to be
to
like,
talk hard things with him.
Hard things, she does meaning. This. She wants to live in this apartment. She said, I want to live in this apartment. I can't go with you. You leave me all the time. You leave me. She's like,
pay for me this apartment while we wait.
And she's like, can't you pay for me while we get the K-1? And Gino is like, but we can get her cheaper apartment. He's, you know.
Your Gino sounds like Jack Nicholson.
Yeah. Have you ever seen the devil in the pale Michigan light? Jasmine says, but I want this place. Gino, I want this place.
And he says, you sound like a spoiled brat.
Yes.
Yeah, it's someone with a drill.
I think someone's using the fuck machine upstairs.
Remember when that happened on the Below Deck reunion or something like that?
Andy Cohen, just roll with it. Kind of respect.
And she's like, but you had money for your ex and your sugar babies and Disney and Legoland. She says Legoland again.
And Gino's, y'all, here's the deal. We can go through everything they say, but it really is just, they're just yelling and saying horrible things into each other. Gino, like, she's throwing his clothes down and Gino's going, wow, you want to do that? I can do that too. And he's throwing her clothes down. It's, y'all, they are starting to hate one another in some ways, but they also can't live without the other person.
I think what's interesting is, I think this was always in Gino, this ability to snap and be this mean. For Jasmine, it is right under the surface always.
Yeah.
And now it's almost like She's flexed her muscles, which are easy. His are flexed, his mean muscles, and then they're much more likely to activate. They're toned.
Yeah.
And so
that's a great way to put
it. I think this is bad. This is not good. Hopefully they can maybe. What was interesting about this is how quickly it escalated, and because they both pushed each other's strongest triggers.
Mm-hmm.
He talked about not having enough money, and then he said you sounded spoiled. So y'all, some man, maybe a father figure or something like that, told Jasmine she was spoiled, and she went right back there.
She went right back
so
there.
She weaponizes whatever she can and says, he says, you're trash. Get out of here. Get out of my way.
Get out of here.
And they're throwing things.
Gina's like, I'm done. And then Emmy Award to this camera person.
Toothbrush.
Close in. Focus. That was...
It was genius. What a callback.
What a callback. If you don't
what
remember,
a callback.
Remember that tooth... If you don't remember the toothbrush, then why are you here, y'all?
What a callback. Because, y'all, that's what he bought her.
That is what he bought her. In fact, we actually have a special guest here today. I just wanted to do an interview with Poodle. If you just want to...
I'll take a trip out.
He's going to leave out. All right. Well... go ahead, just because it's a small hotel room. All right, why don't we, y'all, welcome our, welcome our next guest. Welcome Jasmine's toothbrush, everybody. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the show.
Toothy. Ooh, I'm moving.
Wow.
Hello, everyone.
We were going to have sound effects.
Good to,
Toothy.
Good to be here.
Hi,
Hi.
Toothy. Wow.
You know, I'd like to say that everything's been good.
Yeah, we wanted to check in on you. Last time we saw you, you were thrown on a cold tile floor and left defenseless.
No, I'm saying I thought the car you sent for me was really terrible.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was, you know, it was a Uber X.
Yeah.
It was a shared ride, so you had a ride with others. It was that one.
The thing is, I hate to say this, but I've been doing a couple of appearances, and it's just not what I've been used to. So
okay, well, but can we
hold
ask?
Hold on. Sorry.
Okay.
Mm. It just turns on sometimes.
Great. Can we ask you some questions while you're here, though?
I guess I had prepared.
We'll
a statement
pay you 20
that I
bucks.
Sent you.
We'll pay you $20.
Deal.
All right.
Do I get toothpaste?
Always.
Okay.
Toothy.
Deal.
We want to know.
Hold on. I think my agent's calling.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. What is it like being the symbol of love for Gino and Jasmine?
You know, when I was in school, I had a great teacher tell me, follow what's inside you and it will get you there.
A battery?
And when I joined Sonicare.
Oh, okay. Not sponsored by Reality Gaze.
That's when I felt like I had a purpose, and I had a larger purpose to be something in people's lives that was a touchstone that they could pass back and forth. I mean,
you shouldn't really pass back and forth a toothbrush. That's not hygienic.
I didn't know this was going to be this kind of interview, to be honest.
You know, I am a little concerned, Toothy. Your head looks a little worn.
I don't think you're letting me talk in this interview. And I'm feeling a little bit like you're not taking seriously what I'm telling you, and I'm getting annoyed. See, I get to turn on when I'm getting annoyed. But here's the thing. What I do is important. Yeah. I knew I would do this kind of work. My mother... told me I would do this kind of work. Mm-hmm. Yes, toothbrushes have mothers.
What's it like being in Jasmine's mouth?
You know, there's a lot of teeth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing what I can. Sometimes it's quite acidic environment. She does not use, she uses licorice toothpaste. Have you ever heard of that? I don't love it. I don't love it.
Well, it's the way to go. It's or probably organic.
Yeah, and she doesn't brush as the Surgeon General requires. So there's a lot of
sounds like
a
you're
lot
a stickler
lateral toothy. Movement.
Oh, you're a stickler. You want more up and down?
Yeah, that's what gets me going, because I'm here. I'm here to provide hygiene, but also to bring people together. Because toothbrushes, if your mouth is clean, so is your soul.
Well, on that
note, fact, I've got a I've got a foundation that I'm starting.
Yeah.
And we're here to give toothbrushes to celebrities who need them. Because I'm really trying to network.
Yeah. Okay.
I heard Bobcat Goldthwait was here. That's who? Anyway, I gotta go because Bobcat Goldthwait.
Okay,
is gonna network. Okay. I'm here. Y'all promised me I would have a chance to do that.
Isn't the way I went with thought it was gonna go down, Toothy?
Well, I'm not here for a way you think it's gonna go down. I'm here to share my tooth truth.
Last question, Toothy.
Is that how the interview's
going to
go?
What do you do with your discarded brush heads? Are you recycling them?
This interview is over.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey, our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself. Never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Y'all, he just left. We've had our first walkout on Reality Gaze. Wow, I feel like Barbara Poodle. Did you just see a toothbrush stomp out the door?
He ran.
I pissed him off, I guess.
And all I heard was that is what entitled toothbrush.
I think he got an attitude from Jasmine.
He was mentioning something about a per diem too.
I don't think he's going to get that with us.
And floss. Neither of those things are going to happen.
All right, let's move on.
It's so stupid.
It's so stupid. Basically, all that y'all need, what kind of is the big drama of this, is that they go through this fight, and then they're talking about it, and they're talking heads.
Oh, there are very few times where this has happened before. Remember when Nicole and Azen had that moment where Nicole got up?
Yes.
Yes. George and Anfisa, when they had a moment and she was just like,
yes.
I love a good interrupted talking
head. I love that. And he was just like, So they're sitting down and they're having this interview. And where is it that they're talking?
They're basically saying, and he said, she's like, I should be the most important person in your life.
Yes.
He's like, what? No, it's more of a tie, Jasmine. It's more
no,
of a chest.
Over your family, Gino. I am number one, Gino.
And then he says something like, are you brainless or something?
Well,
like
he says, you're tied with my family. You're both. And she goes, are you really telling me that, Gino?
Yes.
And she freaks out. And that's where he says, he immediately, it's like what you said, that flex. Because she's always in that, but now he's in that. And he immediately says, like, are you brainless?
Which is awful.
And
which takes her even further.
Further. And she starts going,
I'm going to go fuck my ex because that's the most important relationship in my life. I want you to see a video of me and Dane.
And she
from
said,
a month ago.
That's what she said. From a month ago, she has a thing of the, I bet she did, honestly. And she calls his family trash. Yeah, of course she slept with Dane. She can't help but control herself because anyone who shows her affection or love, she's going to give it to them.
So, what if she's been sleeping with her ex this whole time?
100%!
Wow.
Well, I think so.
Good for her.
People don't get jealous.
Good for her.
Unless they've got a reason to. Whether someone did it or, there's a wall there, Poodle.
Nook is intimidating.
Let's talk about Riolet, shall we?
Riolet. Where, prediction, where are we? Where is this going to work?
No.
I don't think this was ever possible.
Well.
Especially when they meet in person.
It's not going to work because Riley doesn't want it to happen.
Say more.
Riley wants to self-sabotage this.
Okay.
100%. For instance, meaning, like he tells Violet, he doesn't need to tell her. Well, I guess maybe the only reason he told her about the private investigator was this is on television.
Right.
But There was no other reason for her to know that.
Yeah.
Also,
I'm pulling a U.
No, it's fine. Riley doesn't say I love you. Riley doesn't say, he always, and even, I'm jumping all around in their storyline, but he is too angry to be in love with any woman because he hates women.
That is,
you can see.
That has been the issue from the start. I guarantee you it's been the issue most of his romantic life.
Did you see the way he, when she asked about his exes, did you see the way he, his face, I don't want to use this in a positive way, but not lit up, but became inflamed with anger. It just happened.
I think this man, thrives on his anger because it's normal.
And he's angry about a lot of things.
Yeah.
I bet he was angry. I guarantee you he has mom issues.
Yeah.
100%.
So, y'all, basically, we're somehow good now. It's for these two people, it always turns out they're in a shitty place at the beginning.
Yeah.
If they're in a shitty place at the beginning, they wind up in a good place, and mm-hmm. it's only going to be one episode. Mm-hmm. And he's meeting her at the market, and he's already being, like, she's trying to make him try durian, which is awful. Like, the smell does smell like something is rotting.
I've never heard of it.
You can find it sometimes in Koreatown markets.
No, thanks.
You can see. But it's like a joke. Like, all over the internet is, like, people trying durian or smelling durian. And he says, there's a lot of smells here. I need water. And it looks like he's randomly got a white hotel, which I'm pretty sure is got from the white towel, I'm pretty sure is from the hotel.
Just like a Whitney sweat towel, just because it's just so humid there.
And then she says, what made you hurt so much with your ex? So she's asking, why does this seem, she says, I don't know why you always think bad things in your heart about me. And he kind of says, what made you hurt? And he says, well, and this is what we heard. One of my exes made me feel like I was going crazy. Like, she made me think I was going crazy.
She gaslit me. She on the phone.
And there was a guy in my closet. And then he said, I don't trust women. And he basically says, it's not that I think every woman is bad. Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
But, and this, I went, you have to earn my trust.
How?
Exactly.
How do you earn his trust?
By being transparent and telling me everything I want to know. Because every woman who sees him, who dates him romantically, has to prove to him that she's not like the person before. Y'all, this is not like a pad where there's black magic marker going through. This is a win, lose, or draw where every person is different. You're taking it over, and Vicki Lawrence just turned over a page. Ain't no magic marker bleeding through. This is a new woman, Riley.
But he doesn't see it that way. And it's hard because somebody, they don't have to just, quote, prove themselves. They have to prove themselves and prove themselves against every other woman who's heard. Because is that a horrible thing that it's it's really. I can't imagine woke up seeing your friend, another guy in your closet who just dicked down your girlfriend. That's horrible. Horrible.
Yeah, unless she can kind of get something going on after. Sometimes a closet hider can be a best friend.
Here's the deal, though, y'all. The saddest thing is not her. The saddest thing is that hurt is the thing that binds Riley from living a full life.
Yeah.
And he's never going to get past that unless he does his own work.
She says, what can I do? What can I do now? And he says, well, you just need to say you regret your actions with my dad. And that'll mean that you're a person who's grown. It's not really what it means. Again,
he's looking for her to say I'm sorry because, again, everything feels he can't tolerate.
He never uses I statements.
No.
Because he can't go, I was going off your word tolerate. He can't tolerate, I feel this. I feel like you're untrustworthy. He can't do any of that. He has to put all the responsibility on her.
And y'all, you know what she says? I'm sorry I said that about you to your dad about you. And he's like, great.
Great.
And this is going to be fine until the next moment.
Yep.
And this is when he's like, you know, later on they're taking a bus tour. And and Vi's like, I hope you feel good and you trust me more. And he's like, I guess I need to put my cards on the table because I should tell you, I called a private investigator.
Again, I went, why?
But I didn't hire him.
But I didn't hire him because he wanted to say, in his own weird fucked up ways, trying to say, I didn't hire them because
you
proved you proved something to me.
You proved
but it's
yourself.
Not like a badge. It's not like a trophy she won in a video game. It's more of saying like, well, you proved yourself to me, so don't fuck it up or
also,
I'll hire this investigator.
True. The other edge to that, he says, but why I even did it was because we weren't communicating right. So that meant you're the reason I hired the PI. You caused that. He tries
that's
to put
true.
It on
that's very
her.
True. Yeah.
It was
because he also said,
remarkable.
We do this in America. And I went, we do not do this in the U.S. This is not a common thing we do.
Now,
who in their right mind would date someone and hire a private investigator?
Wealth management, maybe, just to see what they've got. Not a PI. If they were, if I knew they were cheating, maybe. But it is not something we do in this country.
It's not something we do.
He did act like
I would hire
well,
a PI if I knew
does.
They were cheating and I wanted the evidence. I would 100%.
But it's not something we do in this country.
Not it's not normal. Hey, Carolyn, who you're dating? Did you hire your PI yet? No, Mom. I'll get to it tomorrow. It's not like that.
I wish he would have hired Robin. What's her name?
Robin D'Angelo.
Robin Martinelli. That's white fragility. No.
Wow.
Robin D'Angelo. Noted noted author.
Oh.
And PI on the side.
She'll find out if you're racist.
Exactly. So it's almost like I wrote down, it's almost like he's saying, don't you see? You made me hire a PI because I
that's
couldn't
so true.
Trust you.
That's so true.
Y'all, this is triggering.
I think that's why she gets so pissed off. She's like, I'm done. I'm done. She's like,
well,
she completely shuts him out.
I'll say this. If you hired a PI on me and I wasn't cheating on you, first of all, it would be deny, deny, deny. I don't think I could get over it.
No.
Absolutely not.
No, never. I'd say bye. We're done.
And she said, in my country, we want people to believe people if they say who they are. And
he's trying to talk to her. She's like, let's just be quiet now.
I just, wow. I this is so DOA. I don't know. I don't know what to think.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card.
Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tell you what, he's going to be interesting on the tell-all, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
All right. Amanda and Razvan.
From Dracula's castle to...
We talked about them a lot.
The depths of despair.
We talked about them a lot already, so we don't need to, like... But basically, what you... Where we're kind of... They just had this fight, and Razvan is just looks... Seems broken. He just seems so defeated. Defeated. That's the word. He really seems defeated. And it's interesting. He is so emotional. He's so in touch with his emotions. And he just wants her to see his pain.
He hasn't been destroyed yet.
And she can't, because we've talked about it. She is, you know, it has no emotions at all. Because even when he's like, can you tell me your feelings about us? And she says, I just think that we're different. What does that mean?
This is... And the worst thing, you guys, she probably really never told him the reasons why they can't, why they need to break up.
No.
There was, and she probably, the argument is, because y'all, she's still kind of insane from grief.
Yeah.
And it is completely irresponsible to do this. I can't speak for what she's doing to your children. No, I can. It's irresponsible.
It's irresponsible.
But it's I can say it's irresponsible to do this to another person.
It is.
Because she's not ready, and it's hurtful, and it's inconsiderate of another person's fucking feelings and reason to be live on this earth.
I agree. I agree.
So
she starts to lay into him and say, I don't think you're going to provide for your family. I can't see you doing any of this. You're going to come to the U.S. and I have to take care of you. He gets really pissed.
Well, it's why she trots out the same argument that everyone says. You're just coming over here because you want to go to the U.S. Can you provide for me? And I'm like, don't you have a job?
And I want. Yes. Don't you? And also he kind of follows back and says, I've told you exactly what I wanted to do and who I am from the beginning. He hasn't misled her in any way.
She wants him to go be the Hooters manager.
Yes.
That's what she wants him to go to the U.S., get a regular job so she doesn't have to work. She knows where he is. She's effectively turned him in to the husband she stole from the woman with kids. And now this one's not dead. That's what she wants. It's awful.
It's awful.
You know, I asked you, would you be a janitor? Would you be a janitor at the same time that you're pursuing your dreams of acting? I just said, Pursuer.
Wait, is it Marion
Marion?
Is it
come back?
Coming back?
Yeah, but I think they're filming.
We don't know
now.
When. Oh, they're filming now. Okay.
That's a sore spot for me because that I think that show might have been my favorite one we ever did.
Oh, it's just, it kind of really fucks with and just shows you how gross men are.
True, but there were women, but you're right.
Noni wasn't gross, though.
It was men. But why was that show the perfect combination of trash?
Because it had delusional young women.
Oh, remember Erica?
Remember Erica?
Erica, who had done so much cocaine.
No, and then, it's just they all fucking party. Anyway, sorry, y'all. Marrying Millions. And maybe my favorite theme song.
Yes.
I want money. Lots and years and money.
Anyway,
where were we?
So, this idea of saying... Would you be a janitor to provide? What she's saying to him is, how far would you go? How much can you prostrate yourself for
it
me?
It does feel like bow to me.
How much can you sacrifice your dreams for mine and my children's dreams.
Y'all, this is a great study of if you have a relationship, whether it's a romantic or friendship.
She's
that
not covert.
Models this. She's not covert, but I think a lot of times people think of a narcissist as a lot of times men.
Yeah.
But also just that they can be domineering and super aggressive. But the way you see her, like there was one scene where she's like kissing his hand.
Oh.
And it just turned my stomach.
And she, that was that the one where she's just looking at the camera?
Yes.
Two, yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
So, and then he says, he basically says, I never asked you for anything. And he even says, this is a thing he doesn't, he's saying the quiet part out loud. I have too much pride for that.
I'm really trying to ask myself because me a little more than you, but both of us have a maybe herstory on reality gaze of not seeing some beautiful men as flawed as they actually are.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I'm trying to, though, say, okay, I know he's gorgeous and I want to look at his dick pics. And is he being shitty? And I just don't see a lot of fault with him in the edit that we're getting.
Nope. Here's the thing also. He says, you think you need a guy like Jason.
That's what's good.
And it's not fair for you to compare me to him. And at this point, you guys.
Because it's not even Jason anymore.
No. He has this moment where all he can say, like a toddler, and all of a sudden, we're in a Nick Cassavetes movie, and he's going, it's not fair. It's not fair. It's not fair for you to treat me like this. And I'm tearing up because it was incredible. And this is his Emmy submission.
Who's Nick Cassavetes?
John Cassavetes, I should say.
Not familiar.
Filmmaker.
He didn't make anything famous, did he? Must not.
Definitely not.
I didn't hear of it.
Definitely not.
Don't know.
Definitely didn't. He wasn't responsible for the Apple Dumpling Gang.
Oh, he wasn't?
No.
I'd love to know that filmmaker. God, Don Knotts, another comedic aisle, idol.
So, Erdl.
So, yo, we had a drink. We left it at a drink.
And then this bitch says, maybe I'm just scared to be in a relationship. It's just scary to think about moving on. And I went.
Was it? Sorry, go ahead.
You are not allowed to say that when someone is crying to you. And you deliver the most low stakes line. Maybe I'm not meant to be in a relationship.
All this is happening because of Amanda.
Yeah.
She set all this into motion. She chose to text him and have an affair on her husband.
Yeah.
She chose to continue this. She chose to do FaceTime calls with her children that now she's saying, oh, you have to meet my kids. She created all of this.
And now she's taking no responsibility.
And now she's taking no responsibility, and she's asking him to fix it. To fix it, to end it, to whatever. When she started
And she even says,
I hate her!
He says, do you want to leave? And then she says, do you want me to?
Because he's got a great response.
And it's not about what think about what you want. Think about what you want.
The best thing of putting it back on her.
And y'all, this is someone, when someone has fucked with your emotions like this, it doesn't matter who you are, he can't get back into that swagger personality. He can't even transition back. He's on the way back to wherever they're going to I guess, Bucharest. And he's driving, and she's like, Razvan has been really cold to me. He's never been this way. I don't understand. Like
cold the way you were to him when you first arrived for the first entire week.
Also, why were they not mic'd during this whole thing?
I don't know. Maybe they went out. Maybe the mics went out.
Yeah.
Because it's strange. Just the GoPro audio. It was a little, were doing a lot of subtitle. But yeah, so they are, and he says, I still want this. I'm just very tired. And Amanda says, I woke up and I wanted to end things, but then I think it was wrong to compare him to Jason. I went, no, still be a miserable bitch too. Be miserable bitch too.
Well, this is,
and let him go.
this is exactly the problem. She's going to see what he can take.
You know, her and Miserable Bitch actually share a lot of same qualities.
But making fun of Miserable Bitch is funner. More fun. I'm so tired.
Can't you say funner and more fun? No, it is more fun, isn't it?
Because Miserable Bitch, Danielle, a.k.a. Danielle, is actually extremely intelligent.
And Amanda doesn't seem
she's
so,
not,
no.
But what Miserable Bitch does is she toes the line to where you can see she knows what she's doing and she will never admit it. Part of Amanda doesn't know what she's doing.
She does it. It's hurt people, part of it. And she's a narcissist, I think, on top of it.
Yeah.
Wow, she was the homewrecker at Hooters.
Yep. Hooters homewrecker.
So did he already have kids with another woman?
Yes. She was married. He was married.
What a fucking asshole.
Husband stealer. This is a husband stealer.
Wow. And knew
and
he was.
And y'all, I've been the other woman in relationships, but even I have not stolen a husband when there are children that I know of.
How admirable of you. What? How big you are.
What? How big of you? Christina,
I said it wrong.
You'll remove that from the edit. How about you never
I said you
use
look
the word big and me?
Boodles trigger. I said you looked very slim yesterday.
Thank you. Yeah. Later on, y'all, she is kissing him. And it's and the way she's doing it is coercive.
Ugh, that's a great way for it.
And then he says, something in me shut down when you said things. When you said things yesterday, I've never had someone talk to me like that. And I don't know what was said. Supposedly, this was on the 90 Day Twitter feed, said that when Amanda wanted fries and Rosbon wouldn't get her, and she said, no, you didn't. You're because Jason would have gotten me fries.
Jason would have gotten me fries. Y'all, she wanted fries at 3 a.m. Like full on. Oh.
And then she says,
her poor kids are going to be fucked up.
And then she says, you can't stay like this. Don't let someone, She said, you can't stay like this. You can't look like this to me. And I wrote down, y'all never let someone tell you how to feel. Never.
That is, she is all.
Never let someone tell you to try to change how you are feeling.
That's a great way to put it.
I lost my mind. And then later on, it basically says, she's like, he's never been this cold and distant, but I just don't want to let him go because now you are thinking that you're going to be the bad guy.
He's not showing me affection. But Razvan said, there's just things you can't take back.
This, I can't.
Razvan, I will hold you and I will love you how you want to be loved.
I have a feeling that the women in this season are going to come for her on the tell-all.
Oh.
I really hope they do.
Who? I'm trying to think. Who?
Because he's gotten a damn good edit. He has really gotten a good edit. I think it's Misha.
Maybe Misha would do it. Maybe Misha would come for him. For her.
Yeah. And Nico's like, what? She's like, she loves Jesus.
I don't know. There's not a lot. Just flip through the thing. There's not a lot of women I have a lot of faith in this episode or this season. They're either too broken.
Cleo?
Too broken or too problematic.
True. That's all I've got.
That's all I've got, too. Y'all, that's the episode. Thank you. Live from Denver. I think this is
To reprise my Baby Doe character.
Great. I think this is our last. We have.
We have two more.
Special shout outs to, we have Sissy Meredith, who came to Podcast Movement. We got to see her. Thank you to Sissy Eliza for, we got to see her. She came out in Denver and because she was doing something out here as well. So anyway, we know we couldn't do a meetup or anything like that, but because we've been busier at this than we've ever
we
been.
We would have never had time. We would have never had time.
It's been, I'm so shocked. Y'all, some of you sissies have messaged like, oh, we would love to go to Charlie's or have a beer.
Yeah.
And y'all, in a good way, we're feeling the blessings that we're
abundant
with us here. So thank you, though.
We've been busier than a one-legged man in a butt-kicking contest.
Oh, yeah.
As my father would say.
One-lip man in a dick-sucking contest.
That makes sense.
Actually, we're going to do Lalu tomorrow. Well, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, y'all, thank you so much. Go to realitygaze.com. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Leave a review.
Please.
5 stars. If you don't know what to say, right?
Keep going, Queens. KGQ.
And that's what we say to you out there. Keep going, Queens. Be sure to, in our Facebook group, we are still raising money for Maui. Mm-hmm. We are like at $1,500. Y'all, I really...
be really nice to get up $2,500.
I really would like to give $20. If you're not, there's still, they thought it was lower. I just saw again, they still think there's over 1,000 unaccounted people in Hawaii.
Many?
Yes.
Holy fuck.
So at least at the time of this news. So this could change by the time you hear this.
Jesus.
So don't message me. It is changing, but it is horrendous what has happened there. And even if you could give $5, we have a mighty, mighty Facebook group and mighty, mighty sissies. And that could be a lot of money
to
help
them. They can do everything.
All right, everybody. We appreciate you so much. We call these people Lonely Hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, Pooh?
Yes. And if you have ever called a PI, or if you've ever had a PI called on you.
Oh. Did you fuck a PI?
No, but I would.
Call us.
Call us.